"'Matters little,' replied Don Quixote. "'There may be Aldudo's knights, and moreover, everyone is the son of his works.'
"'That is true,' said Andres, "'but this master of mine, of what works is he the son, "'when he refuses me the wages of my sweat and labour?'
"'I do not refuse, brother Andres,' said the farmer. "'Be good enough to come along with me, "'and I swear by all the orders of knighthood there are in the world "'to pay you, as I have agreed, real by real, and perfumed.' "'For the perfumery, I excuse you,' said Don Quixote. "'Give it to him in reals, and I shall be satisfied. "'And see that you do as you have sworn. "'If not, by the same oath I swear to come back and hunt you out and punish you, "'and I shall find you, though you should lie closer than a lizard. "'And if you desire to know who it is that lays this command upon you, "'that you be more firmly bound to obey it, "'know that I... and the valorous Don Quixote of La Mancha, the undoer of wrongs and injustices. And so, God be with you, and keep in mind what you have promised and sworn under those penalties that have been already declared to you. So saying, he gave Rocinante the spur, and was soon out of reach. The farmer followed him with his eyes, and when he saw that he had cleared the wood and was no longer in sight, he turned to his boy Andres and said, "'Come here, my son. I want to pay you what I owe you, as that undoer of wrongs has commanded me.'
"'My oath on it,' said Andres. "'Your worship will be well advised to obey the command of that good knight. He may live 1,000 years, for, as he is a valiant and just judge, be God, if you do not pay me, he will come back and do as he said.'
"'My oath on it, too,' said the farmer.
"'But as I have a strong affection for you—'
I want to add to the debt in order to add to the payment.
And seizing him by the arm, he tied him up again and gave him such a flogging that he left him for dead.
Now, Master Andres, said the farmer, call on the undoer of wrongs. You will find he won't undo that, though I am not sure that I have quite done with you, for I have a good mind to flay you alive.
But at last he untied him and gave him leave to go look for his judge in order to put the sentence pronounced into execution. Andres went off rather down in the mouth, swearing he would go to look for the valiant Don Quixote of La Mancha, and tell him exactly what had happened, and that all would have to be repaid him sevenfold. But for all that, he went off weeping, while his master stood laughing. Thus did the valiant Don Quixote right that wrong, and, thoroughly satisfied with what had taken place, as he considered he had made a very happy and noble beginning with his knighthood, he took the road towards his village, in perfect self-content, saying in a low voice, "Well mayest thou this day call thyself fortunate above all on earth."